This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. And I have with me my grandson,
Brandon Brim.
And he's from California. And yesterday, I had Brandon share what he actually did. This is Wednesday. As I'm making this for you, you will not be receiving it until a while. I don't know when it's going to be on the weekly radio, but it won't be very long. I want to get it up as fast as we can. And for one thing, we've had that great tragedy in France.
Yes.
I want to invite you to go online to billybrim.org. And even though that was put up on 1/9, the day of the tragedy, there are things I'd like you to listen to. We had four people online. We phoned them right away. Marie-Elaine, pastor in France, graduate of Rhema Bible Training Center. Ronnie Levy, our partner in Israel. Lynn Hammond and myself. And we had a four-way conversation. Listen particularly to the end. There are some things right there when they do their wrap-ups that are going to be really important. Now, an awakening.
Yes.
Today, January 14, is our sixth anniversary of our noontime prayer online. We started that noontime prayer online because of what happened in June 2008. 2008, Brandon, we were down there in that little chapel, and we were having Sunday afternoon prayer. We have it every Sunday afternoon at 3. And we were just praying, and I'll tell you, it was before the election. An election was coming up in November. People were really praying about the election, walking all over the place.
I remember that so clearly.
You were there that day.
I believe I was,
yes.
I was there.
And I was sitting, I don't know why, but I was sitting back in the pews. And I was on the end of the pew over toward the windows. And suddenly, the fear of the Lord fell upon us.
Mm.
The presence.
Yes.
And it was very fearsome. And I remember saying, it came through me, the word of the Lord. One thing will save America. And it is not the election. It is an awakening to God. One thing will avail for Israel and for the nations. It is an awakening to God. Then thoughts went through my mind. The best person in the world could be elected president. Would do no good if the people don't awaken to God. Study history, American history, the Great Awakening. And so I started doing that. And I found out that the United States of America was born during the Great Awakening. And we started teaching and preaching a lot about the awakening, and we started praying. We were given the assignment to pray in an awakening to God. Now, today, January 14, is 6 years since we did our first broadcast. People gave us the equipment to be able to do it. So today, I've asked you to speak. Brandon has an evangelistic anointing, so his comes out like preaching. And he saw an awakening in the Bible, what happens, that I had missed. You know, I didn't have this underlined in my Bible. And he was talking about yesterday, and he preached it to you yesterday. You go online to hear him preach it yesterday. I'm going to just sum it up today. And in Acts chapter 19, he read that God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. Then certain of the vagabond Jews' exorcists took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, we adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preaches. These were the seven sons of Sceva. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you? And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. Now, there's usually where we stop.
Yes.
Now, what did the Lord say to you?
Well, I was reading this, and I shared yesterday how, you know, we got to have faith in the name, and we've all read this, and you know how the evil spirit leapt on them and overcame them, and the Lord spoke to me very clearly. He said, Brandon, I want you to read on, verse 17. So I started reading on, and it said, this was known to all the Jews and Greeks also dwelling at Ephesus, and fear fell on them all. The fear of the Lord. Some different translations will say the fear of the Lord fell upon them.
All. Ephesus was a large place.
Yes. Huge. And the fear of the Lord fell on them. And the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified. And I saw this just right before in verse 16. It looked like the name of Jesus was mocked. They tried it. They used it. They didn't have faith in that name. They were overcame. They got beat up really bad. It looked like that name was mocked, but the next verse, the fear fell on them, and the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified. I saw the presence of God. You can't be playing games with the name of Jesus. His name is the name. Mm-hmm. His name is all power. And I saw how people, the fear fell on them. In verse 18, it says, many that believed came and confessed and showed their deeds. They didn't need people preaching to them or telling them, hey, get rid of this or do that. No, they came and confessed. They knew the things in their life that were not godly, and they got rid of them. The presence of God. And we were talking about that's an awakening to God. People's eyes being awakening to things. Maybe their whole life they didn't realize that were bad, but now the presence of God fell on them, and they got rid of them. And the Lord spoke this to me so clearly. I saw this. He said, Brandon, there might be some things in you you might need to get rid of, or other people, they got rid of things. And I just saw that awakening, the presence of God fell on them, and the fear of the Lord came upon them. Hallelujah.
The presence of the Lord, the presence of the Lord awakens people to Him.
Yes.
They'll either be convicted of their sins, or maybe not even sin, but just something that they'd be better off without. You know, they'd be closer without.
Yes. Amen. And then I saw this too. It says, many of them also, verse 19, which use curious arts, brought their books together and burned them before all men. The things in their life that were not godly, they came and they burned it, their books. And they counted the price of them and found it to be 50,000 pieces of silver. And I shared yesterday, that's an estimate around today's value, around $19.3 million. These are these people's jobs, their trades, their crafts, and they came and they burned them. The presence of God, they didn't want to deal with that anymore. They want to be completely over to God. They didn't want to be dealing with sin in their life, and they got rid of them. That's an awakening to God.
That's an awakening to God.
Things in your life, getting rid of things. Hallelujah.
And fear fell upon them
yes.
all. That's what caused it, the presence of God. Not anything else, the presence of God.
Yes, amen.
And the demonstration of the power in the name of Jesus. And so then you took us over to the next place.
Yes, I took you over to Acts chapter 8. Acts chapter 8, and you can go to verse 5. If you're driving your car, I just encourage you to listen. But Acts chapter 8, verse 5. And you know what, Mimi, before I share this, the Lord showed me this and I was studying it and I was just thinking about it a lot. And then I started reading a book of John G. Lake and he spoke about William Seymour and he said, I had William Seymour preach in there.
He was the black, one-eyed black man whose the power came through at Azusa.
Yes. And he was talking about William Seymour's life and how he prayed 5 hours a day. He stayed in that place of God. And then the Lord told him, I want you to go to 7 hours a day. So he did. And John G. Lake said, I've never seen such a presence of God on a man, about William Seymour. And he said, I had him come up there to preach. And he went up there and there's 10,000 people. He just started talking. And he said the whole people started crying out. People were repenting. People were running to the altars, crying out. He said he wasn't even really preaching. He was just talking.
The presence of God in one man's life.
The presence of God fell on them, and they knew that they were repenting out. They were crying out to God. He said these were people in church, crying out, the presence of God fell on them. That's what happened when we just read about.
Yes.
The presence of God fell on them and they got rid of things in their life. They completely sold out to God. How we need to be sold out for God 100%.
You know, Brandon, I probably are not going to get to Acts chapter 8 until tomorrow. They can read it tonight at home. But I was thinking about in this prayer assignment we've been given, pray for an awakening. It said the fear of God fell on them. In Acts chapter 2, verse 43, it speaks of the fear of God manifesting among them.
Wow.
In Acts chapter 2, Peter preaching in Acts chapter 2, he quoted that the Spirit of God would be poured out upon all flesh. There's something about our praying that God, and I'm going to talk to you at the end of the week about a new prayer assignment we have from God. There's something about our praying, especially I think if it's in tongues, that is asking for an outpouring. It's asking for an outpouring of the Spirit of God. Amen. This thing is in the Spirit, asking Him for an outpouring, asking Him for a manifestation of His presence. I don't think we should get caught up in semantics, wordology.
Yes.
Because some people I've heard preach and they say, well, now the glory is in you. It's going to come from within you. It's true. He's Christ in you, the hope of glory. But He cannot be contained in one human. He cannot be contained in every member of the body of Christ on the earth today. And the outpouring of the Holy Ghost, there is something about it that comes upon you. Even, I know Brother Kenneth E. Hagin in his teaching on the anointing, he talks about the difference between the Spirit within and the Spirit upon. But the outpouring, the manifestation of the Holy Spirit that we need in our presence for an awakening that will change people, that will manifest a presence of God, that will change people so that they not only throw away their magic art books, but maybe some games,
yes,
some video games. Maybe some whatever other things, some movies. I don't know what.
I had, maybe just talking about this, the Lord showed me this, and I had a pair of pants on, and the Lord spoke to me, said, don't ever wear these pants again.
Jeans?
Jeans. They're jeans. I never thought about it before. I've always
I want to tell you about Brandon. He always, I don't care if he's only got one pair of jeans, they're going to be a designer jean.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I got rid of them. I got rid of them all. I had 9 pairs. I saw that the Lord showed me. I'm like, I don't want any part of that on me.
What was it, if you don't mind?
It was a jean, and their logo was a Buddha.
Uh-huh. So you got rid of him.
I got rid of them all.
Bless the Lord.
Fear of the Lord fell upon me.
And told you to.
Told me to get rid of him.
Now, you know.
Presence of God.
Presence of God, because Brandon has a real call on his life. If you want to watch and hear the word of the Lord that came to him at the end of today's prayer meeting. There's sometimes, and for some people, you have to be very, very separated. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
And so I knew we wouldn't get to Acts chapter 8 today because we got going, but praise the Lord. Maybe you want to read it tonight before you come back tomorrow. And we will be back with you tomorrow. This is Billy Brim and Brandon Brim from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. You can go online, billybrim.org, billybrim.org. And if they've got it up already, you can see Brandon sharing at January 14 prayer. Shalom, shalom.